Today, I thought we'd start with a short compassion meditation. We can sit in a way that we feel relaxed, held, supported by the earth. Also, if there's a way for us to sit where we can feel light in our upper body, the spaciousness of the air around, and as if there's a little string on top of our head, just gently lifting us upward. So we have a little bit of a elongation through our spine, through our upper body. We can rest and relax even more with the support of gravitational and levitational energy that's there. Allowing myself the gift to return back to myself, to collect body and mind, all the different elements of myself, into my present moment. And see if we can get in touch with this sense of openness, of a kind, loving smile on our lips and also in our heart space as a way of being open, receptive, and kind within, nurturing the sweetness, the kindness within. And it would also be more easy to receive it from outside. Will guide us through a short meditation and then followed by chanting the name of the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, great compassion as a way to support the guidance in the meditation. And we'll continue with the sound of the bell, allowing the bell to touch us, to awaken our body, our heart in this moment. Allow myself to settle into this moment. And from the top of my head, sensing the space above my head, coming in contact with air above my head. And as if we're couple of decimeters above our head, maybe 8 inches. Maybe picture visualize or actually sense a kind of energy, spherical, roundish energy field. We can picture it as an orangey golden color, vibrates as if the compassionate nectar is coalescing, is condensating into this sphere above our head. May we sense a touch of texture, or color, or shape. And from this sphere, allowing the compassionate nectar to start flowing, trickling around the body, out on the etherical body, outside the physical body, as if it's showering us with love and kindness, with compassion, soothes our pain and suffering. We can help with breathing into this spherical space above our head. We can notice that it gets energy and expands with each in-breath we breathe into it. On the out-breath, let it pour down around us. There's a light streaming into our etherical body, around the physical body. Breathing into love and compassion. Breathing out, allowing it to envelop us. Continuing to sense, to be in touch with this compassionate nectar, breathing into it and allowing it to start dripping into the top of our head. As if it's a light trickle into the top of our head, spreading into our head and face. Continuing to keep contact with the sphere that's the cup of compassionate nectar above our head, and letting it drip into us, filling out the physical body of the head, the face, the neck and throat. Dripping, continuing to stream into our shoulders, our arms and hands. Into our chest, our upper back, allowing tension and pain within to soothe and to dissolve with the compassionate nectar trickling in, spreading within, down into our solar plexus area, down into the abdomen, lower back, as if we're being filled up with this compassionate, loving energy. Maybe it has a goldenish orange color. Maybe you experience it differently. Maybe it's a texture. Maybe it's a symbol that comes in Maybe it's a sound. Being open to receive this compassion down into the pelvic area, our buttocks, our hips. Down into our legs, and all the way down our legs into our feet and toes, and we can continue to kind of breathe into this sphere, this cup of compassionate nectar above our head. Breathe out and let it fill our body, fill our feelings, our perception, our mental formations, our whole consciousness. And as I begin to chant, I can continue this. And see if there's something within that wants to be embraced, wants to be soaked in this compassionate nectar. Namo Amalo Kita. Breathing into our heart space as if this compassionate nectar is dwelling, is filling up our heart space. Breathing out, letting it envelop, spread within us. Knowing that compassion is available for us within and around, for us to open up to, for us to come in contact with when we need. To put our hands on our hearts for a while. If we can absorb this energy into also our hands, this reverence, this care, this both intention and capacity to relieve pain and suffering. With this tenderness, we can gently stroke and massage our face and head, neck and shoulders, part of our body that to offer tension and love.